My dad used to say that people are afraid of a deadly thing, which they cannot see, cannot feel, and cannot smell. Maybe that is because those words are a good description of death itself. This is our road. This place has ill fame, and people try not to settle here. The farther we go, the cheaper the land, the less the people, the better the roads. Quite the reverse of everywhere else in the world. And a forecast of things to come. In places where roads have not been traveled by trucks or army vehicles, they're in the same condition they were 20 years ago. Except for an occasional blade of grass that is simply cracked to sprinkle. Time does not ruin roads, so they may stay this way until they can be opened to normal traffic again. A few centuries from now. So it is now relatively safe to travel to the area, as long as we do not step off the roadway. Usually, on this leg of the journey, a beeping Geiger counter inspires to shift into high gear and streak through the area with great haste. The patch of trees in front of me is called red, or magic wood. In 1986, this wind blew red. They cut them down and buried them into 1 meter of earth. The readings on the asphalt paving are 500 to 3,000 micrometers, depending upon radiation of a normal environment. If I step 10 meters forward, Geiger counter will run off the scale. If I walk a few hundred meters towards the reactor, the radiation is 3 Rankines per hour, which is 300,000 times normal. If I was to keep walking all the way to the reactor, I would glow in the dark tonight. Walks out like a knight in shining armor. Once graphite starts to burn, it's almost impossible to extinguish. years, but humans may begin repopulating in about 600 years, give or take 3 centuries. In Ukrainian language, Chernobyl is the name of a grass, wormwood, absinthe. This word scares the holy bejesus out of people here. Maybe part of the reason for that is because the Bible mentions wormwood in the book of the Revelations, which foretells the end of the world. I think it will be 300, but people often accuse me of being an optimist.